your garden. They light me like menorah. Just raise sound. Let there be a response in your soul. Erse kamen over Roselia. O God of the spirit of the prophet, that's the name you be called tonight, the God of the spirit of the prophet. That's our engagement with you tonight. That's where we are tonight. That's where we are with you tonight. Oh God of the spirit of the prophet. Oh God of the spirit of the prophet. Oh God of the spirit of the prophet. I know Seliko Berni. Rosarabono. Atamo Saleko. Ananaro Sika. O Benora Sekondima Saladia Komena.
You reign forever. Your name is evergreen. You are the wisdom before time.
You know, before we can describe his wisdom in time, we must realize it's been wisdom before time began. That's how to say we know him. We want to describe him as he is. As he is. It's not our mate. The ageless one. The timeless one. Immortality that dwells in the light. Whose name is holy?
You are the wisdom before time is.
Sit down.
Began.
I will declare your reign. That's how to describe you. We describe you by your reign. What we recognize most in you is your government. We declare your reign. We know you are always in charge. Even when it seems like we don't know, we know you are always in charge. Even when it seems like things are not coming the way we thought it to go, we sure. Come on. We're sure that you're always in charge. We recognize your government, and we know of the increase of your government and of your peace, there shall be no end. We are not in want of your government. Your government is here. We are not in want of your government. It's not lacking. The chaos of the earth does not describe you're not in charge. In fact, it makes us see the more that you're in charge. We know you're in charge. We know you are Yeshua. We know you are the King of Kings. We know you are the Lord of Lords. We know you're in charge. Doesn't really matter what goes wrong in the nations. We know you're in charge. We know you have the prerogative of interpretation. We know if we get closer to you, you show us the clear picture of what things really are with you, that you're in charge. And that's why we worship you.
You are the wisdom before time began. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever. Your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever. Your name is Adonai. You are the
we call you Adonai because you are the Lord. You are the Lord. You are in charge. You've not lost authority. We know this. We know this. We know this. We know this because we know you, because we believe you.
You reign forever. Your name is Yeshua. You are the wisdom before time.
We so know that you are able to save to the uttermost those who are approached to God through you. We so believe this.
You are the wisdom before time began. You are the wisdom before time began.
Aha.
You are the wisdom before time began.
You know, I just smell resurrection. I smell it. I perceive it. It's so real. That's the texture of our life. We can always come through the hold down. I sense resurrection. I sense emergence. I sense a break forth out of what seems to hold down. I sense it. And it's so real about this atmosphere. That's what God is cooking. It's oozing out. Can't you perceive it? It's called resurrection. It means death can't walk no more here. Yeah. Sin can't walk no more here. Yes. That's what I see. I don't know what you see. That's what I see. It's not my energy. It's his proposition and his conclusion. That's what he likes to do. That's what he wants to do. Amaroseli Copelaria. Oh, Namo Serabicote Fenia Mose. Bresu Carpelanose.
You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever. Your name is Adonai. You are the wisdom before time.
You don't know how, you can't come close to his wisdom. You have to depend on him to know his wisdom. You have to throw out your wisdom for his wisdom to have access. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want us to keep this atmosphere of the Spirit because it's very transactionary. When we come to the speakings of God, we are not just coming to classroom. It doesn't speak to our head. It speaks to our being. The Lord speaks to our being. You know, when he created us in his image. And the essence of this is that it can reach us beyond the physical form. So if there's a deaf man here, he also will hear God. It's so real. It's so transactionary. Your image of God is in the depth of your inside. It can be disabled. It's beyond your eyesight and your ears. It's beyond crippled and all this. There is something in you that hears beyond your head. And so when you come to atmospheres of the Spirit, it's not the regular way of learning. It's always transactionary. Things can jump from here to there. Are you still here? You can go with spirit. You can go with stuffs. According to his will. So we must recognize the kind of atmosphere we're in. Like he was teaching the other day, and the power was available to heal. He's sovereign. He has the capacity to make things happen when this kind of engagement happens. And you are created in his image. Even if you are not saved, you are still this image. You retain the image. It's his likeness we are trying to bring back to you. Hallelujah. Let me start this evening by describing where I stopped. The Lord began to say to me, we're in a season of his visitation. And I told you, God is always out. Aware of the ongoings and events of the earth. But there are kairos times, there are seasons where he visits in time. And in that season, it behooves us to perceive him accurately. No matter where you find yourself at that point, when God comes with his name, you can't deny he's not around. Are you here? Even if you are a sinner, you can't deny he's not around. Amen. I see the essence of his visitation in the seasons we are in. You know, I told you a vision that I saw in the early hours of the morning. I saw the emissaries coming in the earth as a host, and they had their fight. And I could pick what they were doing. And it was called audit. It was audit. In fact, the way the vision came was, I first saw in the civil service, I have permanent secretary around that audit. I first saw the face of them. When I left the place, I got into the space where I saw the heavenly beings came. And what they were coming to do was compliance audit. What I later searched my dictionary to mean, when I was finding meaning, was God was going to come to make sure there is compliance with patterns of heaven with the time. So the visitation is here. And God will allow things to happen in order for there to be shake-ups for alignment. Can I say that again? It will allow things to happen so that there will be shake-ups for alignment. One of it is persecutions. One of it is that people thought they were in charge will have to quake to find out that they're not really in charge, because things beyond them will happen. Like things that will be happening. I don't have to go back and forth. Some of the prophets were describing major nations of the earth. And when Prophet Jamfa was talking about the U.S., I was giving a confirmation that things beyond leaders will begin to happen. People thought they have grips of systems, because God will make men look beyond the governments of the earth, the systems of government in the earth, to central government, which is the government of Yeshua. For he will take the heart to himself, and he will be King of kings and Lord of lords. That's his mission. You know, when you begin to, you see, the whole essence of the prophetic speakings and revelations and visions we are bringing, it's not just to be predictive. We are not here to tell you, oh, there's going to be a plane crash, and I will show you the video of the day I said it and it came to pass. Oh, that's a prophet. No, that's not prophesying. Prophesying is, why is the plane crash? Are you with me? Why is the famine? Why is the war? That's the real intent of prophesying. To bring you to the place of understanding. What is the Lord doing? What? Why is he allowing this? So the center of it is the fact that God wants to ensure compliance, and he will allow shakeups. You see war. One of the things I saw was the pay loss. So he told me we need to pray, because the pay loss system only has power over the fourth part of the earth. That is subject to interpretation. But it doesn't have power over everyone. So we can pray to be out of the grip of the pay loss system. And the pay loss system is called death and the power of hell. And he says his weapon is what? Famine, plagues, and what? Revelation chapter number 6. Give me Revelation 6 so that we can do a bit of looking at the scripture at the same time. Okay, I think verse 8 will give us, if I'm right, verse 8. Okay, that's it. And I looked, and behold, the pale horse and his name, that sat on him was death, and hell followed with him. Death taking a hell taking advantage of death. The functionality that led the day was death, and hell was trying to take advantage of it. That was a quick move from hell. Followed with him, and power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword. Looks like conflict, war, all right, and hunger. See, you will say he's a prophet of doom, but I call myself prophet of boom. So it's not my proposition, it's what he said. We're just trying to say, he says it's coming. Sorry, sir. Where's your ministry? Sir? Here. You have a newborn. It's 2 years. I'll come back to you. Amen. And I looked, and behold, the pale horse and its name that's a, what gender is your baby girl? Girl? The last is a boy. And you are done. Wait. Ayaya Barosali Kopenia. I was in one of my partner's house on the 1st of January. And I saw a baby girl, and they had done, you know, they had done the final, you know, And when I got there, I said, this one, is it a symbol or a real baby girl? Because I know they are done. And the Lord told me it's a baby girl. And it's a sign. And I said, you will have a baby girl this year. The wife laughed. I said, Pastor, don't say it. Thank God you are saying it between us. Because medical science has gone past that. We are done. The kind of settlement we did, no baby can pass it. I said, okay. You know, I have a big mouth when God asked me to talk. So I left. And in a few months, she was pregnant. And so she came and said, Pastor, the only thing this time around is, if this baby is a girl, I will remain your daughter. I said, well, if it's a boy, you can go. And they had a baby girl that year. That year. So I'm careful to speak. I'm careful to speak. But I'll find out exactly what I'm saying. Probably. Amen. So we said there'll be hunger. See, help me. Help me. Help me if you care to know. Don't criticize government this year if there's hunger. It's a tool. In fact, Baba told me the topmost agenda for Nigeria now is unity. Because it must play a role as the name Nigeria. And there's an eye calling of Nigeria that God is making Nigeria to answer now. That's why your people has been exported. I use export. I'm sorry. I'm supposed to say migrated. Because Joseph wouldn't have been in Egypt except he was sold. Hardship is a tool in God's hand. God can ride on the vehicle of hardship. And in fact, in the day of Joseph, he was hatred. Blessed are you when thou art persecuted. And some of you say, why me? Why me? God, why me? I'm serving you. Joseph was loved by his father more than any other person. And those guys sold him. And they later became pillars of covenant. I don't know how God works. Those guys are bad guys. I've never seen anybody as wicked as they were. They became the 12 tribes of Israel. In fact, when they got home, to show you how wicked they were, they consoled their dad. And they were so secretive that none of them could just break one day. No emotions. They made a deal. When we get home, if you tell, you're in trouble. And each day their dad cried. He said, Daddy, where are you? How many children do you have anyway? Why are you crying over this guy? And then you say, oh my, you don't know the love I have in my heart for Joseph. And for many years, none of them, the heart of man, desperately wicked. But I don't know what God did to them. They became people of covenant. Ask Jesus when you get to heaven. How can you make these guys? And like it was just a joke. When their father was going, he started laying hands and blessing. I thought uncovering that kind of a thing, you look at. Because Joseph said, go and bring my dad. That's not my preaching. I just want you to know that when you learn all doctrines, the first thing you must understand is God is sovereign. Because there are things you won't be able to explain. When you get to the point where it begins to conflict your doctrine, say God is. So, peradventure, they might not be able to fix your economy in a hurry. Because God might have a different agenda. And it's not emotional. While Israel was suffering in Egypt, the scripture said the host was with them. The host of heaven was there. Can I show you scripture? It was the day they were leaving that the Bible said, and the host also left. That means the whole of the apparatus of defense of heaven was with them while people were punishing them. It was not that God left them alone. Are you with me? Because prophecy has gone ahead that they were going to come out of the womb of affliction. Who sinned? I can't explain. Somebody said it was because Abraham was asking questions too much. Are you God? God has the prerogative of interest, intent, or whatever he says. And he said, know of a surety. In fact, that day, Abraham had not seen the vision of a grandchild, of not even a child. That day, the discussion Abraham was having with God was, what will you do, seeing that I go childless? The conversation Abraham was having was childlessness. And God was showing him fourth generation away from him. God said, we are not on the same page. Just like some of you are saying, God, fix my car. And you think that's what bothers heaven? That when God is looking over your life, he's already talking about your children. May God touch your head. You know, God has to do something to your head. Because your head is a small box that limits you. You want to live by your head. Your head is only given to you to manage the many things of life. Your head is not for real matters of life. Real matters of life does not belong to your small head. That's why God made it very small in a big space called head. And you think you can use this head because you have PhD and they gave you honors. They gave you OON. You are FSSS. You are MS3SS. Abby? So when you are coming, you say, I have arrived. The day your daughter became sick and nothing was working, all your knowledge disappeared, including your BSc, PhD, MSMS. And one man said, sit down, come to our church, sit down. There was dust on the chair, you didn't care. You sat there. Have you seen governors, senators go to inside bush? They are professors, educated, but their education will vanish because when the real issues of life comes, your head does not solve matters. It is your interaction beyond here that will matter. Amen. Stop trying to bring reasoning all the time to every issue. Follow the Lord with your spirit. Your spirit has a capacity, a strong capacity that your head cannot meet. Your spirit has a capacity to live beyond time. Your head cannot. Your spirit has the capacity. The Bible says, it says, eternity is in your heart. Your spirit has capacity to even host heaven. Oh my. That when God structured you, I don't know what gigabyte he put in your space, that he said he can come and dwell there as a spirit. And you ignore that one, you now depend on your chemistry. And your head. Your mind is so small. Your mind is a narrow pass to a very big space that is called your spirit. And that place is limitless. You can draw things there. So you have to unite your heart, your mind, to your spirit. When you unite yourself with your spirit, then you can draw extensively and ceaselessly and endlessly from resources of life. Are we still together? So we live in a day where I said, I saw the pillars move again. So it does mean that we will have to be very prayerful because there will be more deaths coming again. Last time I checked, we saw the pillars in 2020. I think I remembered, I had to call Reverend Austin. We started praying. And thank God none of us went with it. Because we started praying. And you have to start praying. Pray over your family. Because it doesn't have power over everyone. The Bible said it's given power over fourth part of the earth. The tool will be sword, walls. And we're hearing that. You know. And why is God doing all this? He's visiting the earth. He's allowing things to happen for this people who taught their head of nations to know that he's in charge. There was a time he visited the earth and he came to somebody's room and wrote on the wall. How is that supposed to disturb you? Please, for any intelligent person, you don't know the meaning. And they wrote it there. If it's me, I say, Right, if you like, write on the whole wall. Not be your business with that. I don't know the meaning. But when is the God writing, giving you a sign? Your spirit will follow the direction of the... So, many take care of a sin. And the man says, hey, what in this moment? I beg my wife, I know feel sleep. Is that normal? It's because it's God writing.
If it is you that is writing, you to make any effect.
When God decides to raise a sign, he will beat any man. Just a writing. Just a writing. And that writing disappeared. You know, if it was a writing that stayed there, and we are calling everybody, come and see the writing, say, Obami, I never see this one before. I been called Loga. Then they called the person and said, me, I never see this one before. The guy became so disturbed that he even said, somebody must tell the writing. The writing that you yourself can't remember. You now said, people must tell you the writing. If God wants to take a man's peace, it doesn't cost him hard work. He will just blink. When he's visiting the earth, there are signs around the nation. I saw something in the 2nd of January. I saw a net casted over nations. And I saw it caught fire and burned to ashes. And the Lord said, that is the wisdom of China. It will not hold water. He said, they have set their net, but it will hold no water. He said, I would disappoint their confidence. So, God has come to inspect what everybody is doing, and he enforces compliance. He's doing it in the earth. He's doing it in the church. He's doing it in families. Every system is set over the earth will be inspected. The whole intent of God is compliance, including my life. Everybody will have, some will be ranked higher than what they were before. Some will be asked for upgrade, update. In our own prophetic enclave, we call it a year of updates and upgrade. Some of you, the version you are using, the system you are operating got obsolete 2014. And you are still kabako shala and ikoko patanana. So when the forces come, they tell you, hey, non-compliant. You are still seeing a lot of things happen. Boom, 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 boom. But because you've been lazy, you've not been able to come on the... You've not been able to push on the update level. Or go to site for upgrade. You know, I told myself sometimes ago... I'm using technology to describe this. Sometimes ago, my phone would tell me, your WhatsApp system... I said, I don't care. It would say, your WhatsApp system is a girl to this. Should you do now or later? I said, later. I don't have time. Then one day I wanted to use WhatsApp. He said, obsolete, no access again. Some of you, when you need to do some things on time, you postpone it until you become totally obsolete and no access. So you have to listen to the summons of heaven. Are we here? When thou shalt seek my face, then said I, thy face, O Lord, will I seek. One of the qualities of a man of the spirit in the time with him is promptness. Promptness will save you from disasters. There will be times you lose your sleep just because you need to spend an hour praying. Don't postpone it. Don't go and get sleep tea. Where is that my sleep tea? Please, can you give me small milk? I can't stand not sleeping again tonight. Then you can stand the crisis coming. System that have been obsolete. Some people are operating in the format of 1999. They've not led there. So everything is slow. I'm saying that God is visiting the earth. Let me tell your neighbor, God is visiting the earth. He is visiting the earth. He is visiting the earth. He will inspect nations. His focus will be headship. What do I call it? Who is in charge of what will be visited? Your secular is not accepted. Your academics are not accepted. So purpose will be the most important frequency of the function of man in the times we live in. Because God will ask questions. It was just like in the Garden of Eden. When he came, even though Adam had sinned, he knew it was a time of visitation. Are you with me? Where is that in Genesis? Genesis 3, right? The Bible said, give me Genesis 3 quickly. I have not so much of time this evening, right? And I want to describe some things. Okay, verse 8. And they heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day. Do you notice that dimension? That dimension is that God was not speaking, God was walking. And it was the voice of walking they had. God has not spoken. You know, when God started the conversation, he said, "Where are thou?" But before he spoke, he said, "They had his voice." That voice is from the Hebrew kole, which means a sound. One of the realities of heaven's visitation is you will begin to perceive. When Saul was on his way to Damascus, he had never met Jesus, but immediately he said, "Lord," because he brought him close to encounter. Hallelujah. So help me tell your neighbor that God is visiting the earth again. Indicators of his visitation is what you'll be seeing around. And what he wants to enforce is compliance. He's in charge. He's in charge, oh. Each time I get worried about the situation of things, the Lord says, "I will build my church." My own concern now is to be part of his building. It's not the church has gone to the world has gone to the church. It is you that notes that the builder said, "I will." And if he says he will, come on, be sure he will. Because sometimes those of us who are zealous are sorry for Jesus because his church has been taken away from him. Say, "Well, I wish I can help Jesus. This thing has been taken totally hijacked from him. Do you really know his church? Is this his ecclesia? Is this called out what? As I've been describing it to you, do you really know it? You know organizations. He knows his church." He will. See, we are going to have stirrings over the people of the Lord. We are going to have the Lord bring awakenings. But believe you me, prophecies have made us know that in the last days, scornful men, scorners, dubious people will be there. If you are waiting for the day that the false prophet will not be here, you are not a student of the Bible. It's a simultaneous experience of in the last day. Darkness shall cover the earth. Gross darkness the people. But ensure that you are not in the camp that God darkness is covering. But say, simultaneously, that light has come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. There's going to be thick darkness. There's going to be gross darkness. But in this same time, at the same time, you are going to have an experience of light. See, if you take away some false prophets, others will arise. Part of my assignment has been probably done in the morning because I wanted to speak so much about the Elijah spirit, about the kind of spirit that God is bringing in the last days. And I saw that Reverend Tolu began to bring that to us from Malachi. Malachi chapter number 4, right? Verse 5. He said, before that great... Can you give me Malachi chapter number 4? I'm just trying to make us get conversant with what the Lord is doing in our time. And one of the characteristics of the last day operation of the prophetic spirit is predominantly Elijah's spirit. Elijah not as a person, but as an operation. And the only thing I will emphasize there, because so many have been said in the morning, the only thing I'll emphasize there is the operation. In the operation is this: behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Now, when you want to understand prophecy and scripture as prophetic people, one of the things you study is not just promises, prophecies, but you study patterns. Because God will always bring back the times. It's not repetition. It's what we call ongoing patterns. There are ongoing patterns within the scripture. There are prophecies that find expressions again and again. One of it is Malachi 4. And I'll describe one more. When I describe that, then we'll begin to pray. We'll pray, we'll prophesy, and believe God for strong impartations of prophetic spirit. Amen. Behold, I will send Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And verse 6 says, and he shall turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the heart to the cause. And Reverend Tolu dwells on that. If I dwell on this, it will take more of my time, but there is one that we have not really dwelt on that I want us to also dwell on. In verse 7, and it shall turn the verse 6. And it shall turn the heart of the father to that of the children, and the heart of the children to their father, lest I come and strike the head with a curse. Another scripture that describes the Elijah spirit said, his concern will be to what? Prepare the way of the Lord. He will prepare the way of the Lord. And the Lord began to emphasize to us last year, before the year was over, that one content that has been thoroughly eroded among his people is the consciousness of his coming. It's totally eroded. We say many things except that. And it's a major substance. It's a major spirit. It's a major content. If it is eroded, we will have defect. Even when you have heard it, how real is it in your heart? I mean, the Lord's coming. When we got saved, there was so much, even though it may not be well described, but there was so much consciousness of the Lord's return. In fact, when we pray those days, we'll say, if the Lord tarries, we shall come together again next week. It's just next week we are coming for fellowship again. No? We now say, Father, we thank you. Because as we are finished today and your grace has so blessed us, and when we come next week, if the Lord tarries, you are not born again. And some other people will use a language that if the Lord delays, he's... Oh, they're not too... So these guys here, God saved them. 2010 whole upward. I know. So you didn't meet it. If the law, Reverend Gideon, you know what I'm talking about now. If the law tarries. And let me say this to you. Quietly, it's been eroded. And Elijah is sent to prepare the way of the Lord. Preparing the way of the Lord is to make straight, to make smooth paths of navigation for those who expect the return of the Lord. And one of the things we must begin to pray for again and teach is for that content to be restored. If that content is not restored, we are going to have defect. We're going to what? We are going to have defects. For Peter said in that last day, he said, people will come who will say, oh, where is the promise of the Lord? There's corners. They will say, where is the promise of the Lord that has been given since all this while? And there is going to be a kind of sense of apathy about it. And the Lord says, we will have to get back. Are we here together to teach and preach and wait where people waited? There is a posture of waiting in our heart about the about the coming of the Lord. I know we have done so much of bringing enthusiasm for the work of the ministry, zeal, fire to serve God. It must juxtapose that spirit of waiting for the appearance of our God and our Lord Jesus. And it's one of the biggest promises of redemption, that he will come again. It's the climax. So if we are not there, there's an anticlimax in our spirit that's making us supple, not being well positioned and postured for the times where we have found ourselves. And the Bible said it will appear to those who look for him. Is that not what the scripture said? There is a looking for spirit that must come back to the body. I would rather tell you more about that than to tell you how there's going to be a bomb blast in Sokoto. Because that finds a lot of relevance in your preparation. Are we here? The Lord will begin to give us leadership who can prepare that way. Now, come with me to the book of Luke chapter number 22. Luke chapter number 22. Baroseli kopari avasina. Bronde feso kopari banya. So tefe biala kope na na se trobe na se kiado. And I saw in my spirit Prophet Jamfa. I saw you. And the Lord said to say to you, a day has come unto you. Bonirasia vorabo komina. I saw in my spirit a focus on your feet. And the shoes you are wearing was glued to your feet as if your feet has become the shoe. And it looks to me as if this is a shoe that can't be taken out. And I was asking myself, what is this that I see? And the more I look, the feet was so enlarged that I was not concerned about who was standing to me again. I was looking at the mystery of the things happening at the feet. The feet was so enlarged that where your knee is now is where the feet started from. And the Lord said, I'm enlarging your feet. I heard the Lord say, a season is coming, and now is the season, where your ministry will be no more than your face. And he said, my signature will be upon your feet. It will be upon your feet. It will be upon your feet. He said, hide your face for your time, for I am putting attention upon your feet. How beautiful are the feet of them. I saw in my spirit, and I saw someone who came far away to Adulam. Looking for what was lost. And I heard the person say again and again, the Adulam is over. I found nothing.
As I'm speaking to you now, the hand of God is going to come upon you. They say, Adulam is over, I found nothing. They say, Adulam is over, I have found nothing. Ayarosikopamia, Laladi, Brosia, Fano, Persa, Ravina, Abondeveros in a hand of his host, Aliakoba. And the Lord said, I brought you there. Even though you saw nothing, He said, I am waiting. He said, I am waiting for the completion of your cycle. For what I ask for you is obedience and not speculations. He said, I will now come to you. I will come to you. I will come to you. I will come to you. Aidro basara bikota benoma susubora ni makali akoste femeni rambes. Orosha demon seko perosi loka pirosi nombato. Ome roseko peli rosi nomongata. Ibo borobi susube mano siru agano sabusha. You're coming, O Selico, Basiro Bellatia Come, Rosakidimo. Oh, Bashara di Costafibi, Brasilico, Brasakito, Brasutopa. I hear a sound say, Sash through the camp. Sash through the camp, O eyes of the Lord, that roam to and fro the air, sash through the camp. Search through the camp, O arm of the Lord. Search through the camp. Search through the camp, O eyes of the Lord that runs to and fro here. Search through the camp. And show yourself strong. Show yourself strong. Show yourself strong. Search through the camp. Barosabi komena sorabila kopete. Luke chapter number 22,
right?
Let me describe this. We will speak and prophesy. Some of you are having moments of his glory. Can you give me from verse 11, 22, Luke 22? Okay, can we come from verse 9, is this okay? I think what I want from now. Let's back up a bit. I just want to read this story to you and tell you what the Lord says, as you say to you from there. And he sent Peter and John saying, go prepare us the Passover that we may eat. Now, this is the Lord. One of the instances of Jesus' presentation as a prophet. It was not just a prophet. It was a prophecy and a fulfillment. It was a prophet, the prophecy, and the fulfillment. That day, that very day, it was a fulfillment of Passover. Mm-hmm. And it was the prophecy of Passover. And it was a prophet that was ordering the fulfillment that day. So the embodiment of everything that is called the prophetic, that was what Jesus was that day. And we saw so much of precision in the words of Jesus that day, as he spoke to Peter and John. Because, oh my, thank you, Jesus. Because you see, God has described to us patterns of understanding his purposes in the earth. From the beginning, he has made us to see the very important cycles that we must see clearly and observe in order for us to capture more accurately the things that the heavens will be bringing to the earth. So, in Genesis chapter number 1 and verse 14, it says something. And you need to understand from the beginning that in your cycles of Chronos, every cycle is important. You have day, you have week, you have month, you have year, you have second. We have splitted cycles into different segments in time, in the Chronos. But you know, in the beginning, I observed that the Lord said, I know it's Jesus that spoke from beginning to the end anyway. And God said, let there be light in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night. Let there be for what? Signs. Some say we mean signs. This is not prophetic school, so I don't have all the times. It shall be for signs and for what? For seasons. Put it aside. And for days and years. So we are going to find out that we have important cycles of times and seasons, of signs and seasons. Then we have a very important cycle of day and year. Now these two are so crucial in being able to decipher your prophetic journey. Now one of the most important, which I consider even the most important, is the day. The day has spiritual significance and it also has very natural interpretation. For example, there is nothing that comes to the earth that doesn't come through the door of a day. Nothing. So when I want to approach time, there is a way I go through it. Even when I'm doing intercessions and calling people to fast and pray, if I want to trace roots, I come from origin. Sometimes I pick day. Are you with me? Because everything that exists the earth also goes through the door of a day. So a day is a gate. These people don't want me to talk. A day is a gate. And that's why oftentimes you always find me trying to be awake when a day is handing over to another day. So most of you are close to me knows that that's my best prayer. All right. So there is a day factor in every destiny. A day factor. A day is always an appointment cycle. Then another one he taught us about this is years, years, years. Now, if you take a fragment of a year, you will see that God's purposes in describing his eternal purpose through Israel was summarized into a year. All the feasts of Israel goes through the cycle of a year. If there's going to be a repeated sense of a cycle, it will also be years. You can now say 7 years. You can now say 49 years, you can now say 50 years. But ordinarily, the span of a year completes a cycle of all the feasts. Come with me. So, I don't joke with years. So, year in and out. You have come to your day of the hallowed bread. The Lord says to feed you with the hallowed bread. Yes, you have come to the day where you are not going to run with the strength of an ordinary bread. You have come to supply You have come to supply. Now you journey by the supply of the bread that is hallowed. Yes, that's where you are. The natural bread is no longer sufficient. They bring in you bread of the holy. Where was I? Help me. You see, I have just a few minutes left for your sake and my sake. Let's be frank. Yes, yes, yes. We have a cycle of years. So we saw that every of the feast that God described lines up into the year. The year of, immediately they settled as a nation. God rearranged their calendar. Ah. So their calendar is always ahead of ours. Are you with me? Our own is Gregorian calendar. Okay? But the Jewish calendar begins ahead of time because covenant people are supposed to be ahead of time. Are you here? Covenant people are supposed to be ahead of time. Because the Holy Ghost will show you things to come. You can have the Holy Ghost and you're ordinary. That's what I'm trying to say. One of the promises of the Holy Spirit is to show you things to come. It's legitimate. It's not just for you to brag. I have a prophetic word. I have prediction. No, it's your shallow if you're thinking like that. It's your commonplace. If the Holy Spirit is with you, that's why if it's not happening, Jesus called you hypocrite. You claim to have what you don't have. He will show you kings. So we saw that the completeness of all the descriptions of this feast are locked into a year. And there are three major feasts. You know, I can't three major feasts and other feasts locked into them. All right? But the three major feasts are feasts that describe Yeshua HaMashiach. He himself is the one that ordered the feast. It's about him. So we saw that when they came out of Egypt as a symbol of deliverance from slavery, they celebrated the what? The Passover. When they were given the law, they commemorate the giving of the law by what? By Pentecost. We have a lot of theologians here. But you see, the giving of the law was not what Moses did on the mountain. The real giving of the law is the giving of the Holy Ghost. So the fulfillment of all this arrangement is in Christ Jesus. And we know that it's one more that he must bring us into, which is the Feast of the Tabernacle, or what, the one we call the Feast of the Ingathering, when you would have gathered in all your labors from the field. And the three major feasts are characterized with harvest. The beginning of the feast is when you see the first sign of harvest of barley. That when the major harvest of the wheat, which is the Pentecost, comes, you call it also the Feast of Harvest. Then the final feast is the Feast of Tabernacles, where you would have gathered in all. Somebody say with me, all. Which is the feast we are coming into? Are you here? Now look at what he says. In the journey of the feast, Jesus began to describe that he altered the feast and is the fulfillment of the feast. So in that very day, when he wanted to fulfill the Passover, he called for them to eat the Passover. And the way he did it is what I want us to see. And we shall pray. When we pray, you are going to glide. There will be upgrades. There will be updates. Your function will be updated. The Spirit of God will bring you to a corridor of experience that is deeper than what you used to be. Ignore this boy who's holding the microphone. He's gone through a lot. But hear the sound of heaven. I bring you the sound of heaven. The Lord told me the other time he apprehended me again. When I rebelled, he came. He said, Ayo, I will use you. You can't stop me. He said, the only thing we should negotiate is what happens after I've used you. So I surrendered. What do you think he's saying? I can use you and you'll be a castaway. So that day I lay down. He said that I won't use you. Forget about it. He's sovereign. And you mobile home for Bashie. Yele Dumari Alagada Ina. Oro to ajade laipariwo ipilese opin ayeraye igbimo imo o ngbenu afefe ajade lesin oko alagbara to jaye lo. Iwo ni mo mo, iwo ni mo wari ri folu oru oba won ba. Mo sumo ba iwo ese marun, won jina so ba iwo epeje, tori eni roba fi lo ba npa, eru re ba mi. Ere ba mi anu re ni mo fi bura toto igbimo ife ayeraye ninu awon orun ojo se o tu ni lara iwo ni mo mo iwo ni mo wari o mo wari ri fuku re. So he sent Peter and John saying, go prepare us the Passover that we may eat. It was not the eating, it was the fulfillment. Are you still with me? And they said unto him, where wilt thou that we prepare? Then he began to show that he is the Lord. I don't know who you are now. He's answering your questions of where. Where? He doesn't hold out for what he won't pay for. He said, go prepare. Then you said, where? And he began to give precision. And he said unto them, behold, when you are entered into the city, there shall be a man that meets you. Not that you will meet. If you are the one that meet, then your effort is involved. But he will meet you. He will meet you. Let me tell your friend, he will meet you. That's how he orders destiny. When it's ready, he makes it meet you. If you're one that did the call, destiny meets you. You will see a man. He will meet you bearing a pitcher. Water. Follow him into the house where he enter in.
Ayaborosika, seamless. And ye shall say unto the good man of the house, the master said unto thee, where is the guest chamber where I shall eat the Passover with my disciple? Erureba mi o ekun oko farao. Ogbagbagba oba to ngbo mo re lowo iku. Oririri oba to raye to rorun. O mu oba to momo re jade ninu ofe. Ya to ya du okunrin ogun eleburuke. Ya to ya ju okunrin ogun. Oju to ri gbogbo aye kari. Eti to gba gbogbo n to nlo. Oh, maybe oh, mara oh, mojulu mojugbo o da gbogbo wo kari. Ijinle ife ododo imoro. He said unto, when you get there, he will show you a large upper room furnished. All things are ready. Hear me. It's not your praying that is setting him on a course of settling your life. That is a life that God already prepared. You only need to find the course of life that he prepared. I am on the Saria Copa. And he shall show you a large upper room furnished. Help me tell your neighbor, furnished. You won't need to get a seat there. You won't need to labor to come. There is a place there where God brings convictions to men. Where he makes you to know that your effort is not your life. There, make ready. And listen, the next verse he says, Ayabaro. And they went and found as he had said unto them, and they made ready the Passover. And when the hour was come, somebody say with me, the hour was come. He sat down and the 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not anymore eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. It was only him that knew what was happening. It was only him that knew he was fulfilling the real prophecy of Passover. And guys were plotting. They were plotting to capture him that day. They didn't know he was fulfilling purpose. They didn't know he must die that day. They don't have the information. But the sovereign hand of the Lord began to move them. One of them had to come under this auction, which is Judas, to go and betray him. And he was not annoyed. He was not. You see, let me say this. If you understand purpose clearly, even the man that betrayed you, you will laugh at him. It's because you don't know that. With all I've done for you in my life, He's a major player. He's only not going to be rewarded. There are people playing in your life that their reward is judgment. They are unpaid staffs in God's school. So God said to me, can you laugh with your Judas? In the day you are on the dining and you know he will betray you. I said, that one difficult. You know why? If you have real knowledge of the ongoings of what is going on, you will laugh with him. In fact, he even told him, he wasn't trying to convince him. He was just trying to let him know that this agenda is clear to me. He said, one of you now that is dipping your hand, you are going to betray me. All of them said, not be so, God forbid. Yeah, not be here. Do you know he chose Judas diligently? He used to go and pray on the mountain before he chooses anyone. Judas was not a mistake. Oh. Your Judas is not a mistake. Judas was the, it was part of the program. He was chosen with the 12. He prayed that morning where the Lord said, you meet a man, his name is Judas, he's part of them. 12. There were people he told, the foxes have holes, the bears have nests, the Son of Man does not have where he lays there, and they didn't follow. They left. There was one that said, okay, this ministry, we'll do it together, but let me go and bury my... And Jesus is such an emotionless person. In the face of such a very significant moment of a man's life, he said, you better come, let the dead bury the dead. I'm sure that guy left and said, which kind of master is it? Am I the dead of my father? I don't understand what you are saying. I don't follow this kind of leader. He was offended and he left. Jesus didn't call him back. In fact, there were times people were following him, and then they went, they said he was preaching cannibalism. I said, you eat me. If you don't eat me, you don't have life. I said, Even Moses, as strong as he was, he didn't plan for us to eat each other. This one, all of you be careful. Me, I don't go. I don't go. Brother, Brother Tony, me don't go. Then Sister Agnes too followed. Then he looked at the rest and said, are you still here? They said, yes. Are you not going to? I've never seen a Jesus like that. A man who has a church and he downsized the church by himself. Every pastor look for number every Sunday. Jesus asked the people, who is living today? Oh, you know why? Because the purpose is clear to him. What I'm saying is this. If you have a picture of what heaven is doing, you are not moved in the earth. Even if anybody leaves you. When you have the picture of what heaven is doing, you are not moved. You just smile. Can you speak in the Holy Ghost for a while? You know, when I ask you to pray, I'm not going to coordinate it. I want you to just catch up with that heavens. Because there is a door open in the heavens. So I'm going to give you a few minutes to pray. And you're going to catch. But listen first. Listen first. This is what I want you to observe. When he was going to fulfill the Passover, he took them to a place. It was a place of total consecration and fellowship. One man fell from the place because he was not going to be part of the next feast. And the description of the place, oh my God, before I tell you the description of the place is, when you get there, it will show you the upper chamber. But you know what interests me the most? Let me tell you what interests me the most while I was praying and studying some times ago was the fact that the signs he said they would see, they were very strange signs. The first one is that you meet a man carrying the pitcher of water. It is women that carry the pitcher of water. You understand? Is the pitcher of water is always carried by... You know, there are a lot of theology around it. But you know, I have a prophetic description of time through it. You remember, was it Rebecca that was being found? And the woman was the one carrying the pitcher of water. And I can show you some instances where it is women that carry the pitcher of water. But this time around, is the man. The man... This time around, it's not just carrying the pitcher of water. And you know what water is? You know what it signifies? Now, it looks to me as if the Lord is saying to speak to us that there is a navigation that is going to be done by men. And when I mean by men, I mean the masculine. Now, the symbol man, in its prophetic significance, is actually talking about maturity. When you see women, he's talking about submission. That's why oftentimes you see that the church as a body to Christ is called a woman. It's called submission. And the woman figure is the one that is being perfected. Now, when you see the man figure, oftentimes he's talking about maturity. And if you want me to reference, I can reference Ephesians 4. Ephesians 4 said to a matured man. That's Ephesians 4, 13. God bless you, sir. He said, the stature of Christ himself in maturity is called what? A perfect man or a matured man, which is the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So there is a stature in the final times that will be leading the way to the upper room. I'm talking about God raising ministries. It looks to me as if in these final times, the stature that will lead the way of navigation, describing the path to that place of consecration that we've been talking about, is going to be... Now, these are not the days where your kings will be a child again. These are the days where God is raising statured men to be in the forefront of the move of the Spirit in order for the fulfillment of the purposes of God on earth to be seen. There is going to be maturity. That's what I just want to bring up. The word man here is actually talking about masculine. You know, there are two words that describe in Greek. There is one that is called there's one that is called ane, and there is other one that is called anthropos, which is where we call anthropology from, which is the study of mankind. The word anthropos is called mankind, but that is the one that is Greek word ane, which means masculine. It's always describing stature. Masculinity, strength, fullness, stature. Not a boy, but a grown man, an husband, fatherhood. Now, the stature that will be leading the way in the times we're coming in is stature, fatherhood. And God is going to say, your kings will no longer be children. God is going to be visiting us and providing us men who will meet us on the way. They'll meet us on the way, they'll bring us into encounters, and they will drag us in the path to the upper room. Don't forget, what I'm saying is this: by the time you finish the Passover, the next time, which is just 50 days away from Passover, he told them, you can't move yet. There must be the fulfillment of another one, which is what? The Pentecost. And he told them to stay in the same place, the upper room. He led them again to the same place, the upper room. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, something happened. And I believe strongly, God is leading us again to the same place. Before the tabernacles. It's leading us to that place of consecration. It's leading us to that place of aloneness with it. It's leading us to the upper room. There are elevations now that we must begin to think about. The low places fellowship is not anymore our duty. There is a description of an upper room that's fall upon us again. And we have got to move with the Lord. Because as he has fulfilled the Passover, he fulfilled the Pentecost, he will also fulfill what? The ingathering. Are we ready to be led by him? He will give us men. One of the things I want you to know is he will give us men. They are apostolic resources. They are men of stature. We will not be led by babes anymore. I'm not contemplating to say I'm one of them. I'm only saying that we are going together. Are you here with me? Are you here with me? I'm only saying the Lord means business about the fulfillment of the final feast. The final feast is upon us. It's gathering men again to the upper room. The likeness of the place where they were in Passover and Pentecost is where we're coming again. The Lord is gathering his own. It won't be everyone. It was not everyone in the Passover. It was not everyone in the Pentecost. And the final feast is not going to be everyone, but he will gather his own. Are you with me? Are you with me? Are you with me? Are you with me? Are you with me?
Are you with me? Aya roseki balamose lekabia rofesusanda barakatia sene. Abaya nosiko pelavari. Rostafeko prophesili compale. Resto precosta femina. Rokesto femina halia.
There's a lady, you know, a cycle of May is being completed, and you lost somebody there, very close in May. A cycle of another May is being completed, and you are going to find out that the grief is going to be terminated by a visitation of the Lord, which is breaking a new season over you by May. It started May, it's going to end May. It's a cycle. It's going to end May. There are some of you that have been praying and pushing over prophecies. Pushing over prophecies. Like Elijah will bow his head when he said, I heard the sound of abundance of rain. And he kept praying, but there was no sign. There was no sign. And the Lord says, you have come to a season of sign. Just an handful of sign, and it's going to bring you a total breakout. Oh my. Like Elijah will be able to say to here, run quickly, lest the rain stops you. And all he saw was just an handful. The Lord says, I'm showing some of you just an handful in this January. Just an handful. But it's sufficient for you to be assured. Can you speak and pray? 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 Y'all respond to the Lord. Merosuka bela manasi, rosiko pebala monosi, o meraso trava mo, meniko parebo salibo na mahali ako, airo sabe non sarabi kombelati, asha, meroseko paper feminon kalia, o shale monde fasiko pele vereke, reso kapata ka berosila pata. Don't keep quiet for the next 4 minutes. Just let there be a breakout of connecting sound. Connecting sound. And you'll be taken. In a moment, you'll be taken. But it's going to be by a connecting sound that is released by the Holy Ghost in you. And in a moment, the whole of you will be taken up. Don't stop. Just go. Eno sebo merokabo telemando sai. Release your sound. It's a connecting sound. Oh, rasheko manakoma, rashekibo la mosai, anekosabo rokabilarando sibelande. I am on a silicon baladone. Era sadome na kombe la rosa, baya nomi roseliko, aba roseko pere de kendo velose. Aye kopere, e porada siko panamondes, e kapere koste famino losi, aye kopere. Ebra shekale, obre sotrofekama, ebre selikombre tavenon sali, ademo selo vendo tavamon ambra selikadia. Don't stop, don't stop, don't stop, don't stop, don't stop. Adome sokapeno marobelia. There is a release of a connecting sound. It's called the crasso. It's called the sound that connects you to parenthood, to fatherhood. It's a sound in your spirit. It's called the spirit of adoption that makes you cry. That makes you cry. The spirit of adoption that makes you cry. Abba Father. It's a connecting sound. It connects you to parenthood. to connect you to the heart of your Father. Make sure you connect. Something fresh will break out. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Ayaya barosita borolobo sila batama na kubala bagabala. Hey. Barosale borobeko sevele boromo. Areka se komana bokopele berokobele mo. Ya shala bokombele bosita daya. Ereka se tapola boyabara. Resto tombe la combe la rana. Oh Lord. Resto tebo combe la voya badase. Erekese katapalabo. El rebe sotopanabo. Erika sotobala manomba. Erekatabele bebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebeb Yes, yes, yes. Come to a stronger wavelength. Release that sound. Come to a stronger wavelength. Erosabi no koba la boya la mo. Areka shaba la mono. Ara de mau salabo kandiana. Ayamu salaba nama. Reka shakaka. Raso kopolo mana. Eriko salamonda. Ebreka shakaka. Ayabara kosalevedonda. Ereseta, ereseta, eshatala, ekopala borobasitala, reseta kata. Yes, 3 more minutes. Come on, 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 come on. Ayaya barosi koba la mana, breka shaka ba 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 ba. Oh, ashatama, elebere kaseka, ebere kosila baya, erako menema sele beno, semene beno, areko semena mo, apoye bere shenda la mana, ebere kaseka kaba la mana. Oma shale kombe la robe la kosi la bonda la bona. Ayaya borobo sela de bona bade de kendo boyada la. Eka kakaba. Opaka. Ele sakopana. Apreke se komakabe. Obere kosele bo kombe raba. Arre kosada ba. Ele kasuta ba ya kombe la ro. Ebira sende bo lukumana se. Asha. Mendo sali komberabat, ayabrekeshu tropelama, eshalamuna selamuna, reseketeba, asha, erima kositama, ebrekeshe pelemona, elemu, rashikopane de kabaya, ayakada, ayakada gaya, ayakada gaya gada, ayakada gada gaya, ayakada gada gada, eshakada. He's breaking out. He's breaking out. Asha, Roka Satopala, Eroba Shata, Ekapapapala Baka, Erosatopaya, Erekesokoto. Break forth on us. Break forth on us. Break forth on us. Break forth. lethargy is over. The dryness is over. The lethargy is over. The apathy is over. The apathy is over. Renewal, 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 renewal of strength. Asha, 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 and the Gobalaka, Ereka Sokapa, Ereke Sokapaka, Ayagano Melakatala, Ayaganagana Moho, Asha, 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 Asha. Okay, it's beyond Pentecost. It's beyond Pentecost. Abdo Bakada. It's beyond Pentecost. Come on. Come on. Come on. Ayaya Barosa Kopalamana. Erekesukaba. Eberekesukaba Lomo Yobela Kabalaba. Ebrekesopa. Asha. 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 Oh, oh, aye kapora, menon salabo kumbelara. The spirit of ordinations, the spirit of ordinations, the spirit of ordinations. Asha Toma Likama. Of the Lord, awakening interpreters, interpreters of the templates of heaven, men who will bring it in real time, men like Bezalel of the days of Moses, who can make real the construct. They are called interpreters. They can bring it in real time. Yes, they can use the language of the day to bring it in real time. They are called interpreters. I'm seeing ministries of wisdom in different levels, at different levels. There's a place in the prophetic that is called understanding of mysteries. It's coming in commonplace again. We will see our signs again. Hallelujah. Prophetic and anointed, awakened by the glory of God, in intuitive strength, not just in mantles. Not just in mantles, but by the workings of God in the inside of a man. Choice vessels. The eyes of the Lord is searching out. Choice vessels. Not just some mantles. But in intuitive dimensions. People walking in the knowings. And deep levels of understanding. My brother, I just saw in a vision. I saw in a vision, and the Lord showed me a lamp. You know, this kind of lamp that is adjustable with a switch. When you regulate it, it becomes brighter. And as I saw that the lamp you are using is now being regulated in the heavens. And I saw that it became brighter and brighter and brighter. And the Lord said, I'm increasing your coverage by light. One of the strengths of light is coverage. And the Lord said, I'm doing something in the now. He said, I'm powering your supply. And I'm increasing your coverage by light. There is a coverage. There's a broadness before you. There is an extension of boundaries. Because there is a supply of energies of the Spirit to bring you to greater coverage. Woo-hoo. Allotments have been increased. Portions have been increased. The Lord said volumes are being increased because there is an increase of coverage. He said by light. Oh my. Oh my. And because it is light, things you thought were not there will be clear that they were there. Things you thought were not available will be clear that they are available. The Lord said the implication is access. He said the secondary consequence is possessing. He said, this is the season of your own. Your own. Things are prepared for you. But if you are faithful in another man's own, your own shall be given unto you. And he said, there is a measure of light with which I'm opening to you. I'm opening to you dimensions of allotments and possessions. Even volumes and details and content. And things you never thought were there. You begin to see they were there. You're beginning to see they were there. And he said, I will also give you the coverage of strength. For now, I'm giving you the strength to rule over more kingdoms. By extension, by the spread of light. He said there is a rule over more kingdom. I'm appointing you to rule over more kingdom. There is an upgrade of your operation to rule over more. To rule over more, says the Spirit of God. Rule over more. Barosale comprefesis seconde vele cofadia. Barosale. Evenananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananan I see the Lord said to speak to you, man of God. He said, I'm teaching your hand to war and your fingers for battle. He said, the language of your work is now war. He said, it's now war. He said, yet I will teach your hand to war. I'll teach your fingers to battle. He said, there is a teaching. There is a mechanism of war. There is a system of warfare that I'm beginning to push into your heart. I will make your hoofs iron. I'll make your horn bronze. He said, you will tread the nations. You will devour their gain to the Lord. I see your feet, it was like it's in a wine press. Press it. He He said, I will spill the blood of the adulterers who have taken the possession of my people, even my portion. I'm sending you as a man of war. He said, your name in this season shall be a man of war. I will teach your hand to war. Oh, yes, I'll teach your hand to war. I'll teach your fingers to battle. Arosale ko perafasia namarombe se alakote feria. Resekoto prekesto fer. You know, I just saw what I saw in your hand. And the Lord said, I'm bringing back a vision. It's like a tender baby girl. He said, I'm bringing it back. It's not new. I'm bringing it back. I will not try it again. But I am still there. I'm still in it. I'm going to nurture it. Oh, yes, I'm going to nurture it. I'm going to cause it to be nurtured in your heart, hand. And the comeliness will appear. And the beauty will appear. And the beauty will appear. The real days of favor are come upon you. Says the Spirit of the Lord. The real days of favor come upon you. The bitterness and the hurt of your heart shall be gone. For the real day of favor is come upon you. For thou wilt arise and have mercy on Zion. For the time to favor her. Yeah, that set time is come. Said, for this purpose I have kept you, that I may hang upon you the glory of this land. And surely will I hang it upon you. And surely will I hang it upon you. Not by power, not by mind. By my spirit, says the Lord, I will hang it upon you. There is a unique grace and anointing that will begin to find expression in you now. It is evident that the mercy of the Lord preserved you for this time. The uniqueness of it will bring you to that season of favor that the Lord says he kept you for. And this is the season of that favor. And this is that time. Arosabod namaso freki baladia costa febera calabatostofa banadia costa parabiade. Rest of famina caliacoba. Radosa tebana parabatusuko. Man of God, I see you pulling. You were pulling and pulling. It looked like a garment stuck in a door. I kept seeing you pulling, so I waited to see what would be the outcome. And you pulled and pulled and pulled and pulled, and you left it. And when you are turned away from me to sit, I saw it was brought to you in a way that I felt it would have been tampered with. It was brought to you laundered. It looked like a garment. It was brought to you laundered, like it was brought to you from laundry. And the Lord says, what you're trying to get, I will bring. Not by your strength, I will bring it. Return to your rest. Return to your rest. What you pull, I will bring, says the Lord. And this is the season, I'll bring it.
Amen.
Return to your rest. Says the Lord. I will bring it. I will bring it to you. Aha. In this confidence shall be your rest, that the Lord will bring it to you.
And the Lord will bring it to you. And the Lord is not taking that vision away from me. I don't know why. I kept immediately. I see you. I see the vision come back again. Your feet is enlarged. Your feet is more noticeable than your face. Lift your hand up. Lift your hand up. Lord, from every corner of this house, search out a vessel for the mantle I brought. Search out a vessel. Search them in numbers. Search them in numbers. Search them in numbers. Search them in numbers. Search, search. Search, 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 search. Let the psalmist spirit rest. Let it rest, 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 let it rest in the house. Let it rest. Arasako pele verumbilas, kambeto verosi kabala boyomono. There are a few of you here. You have served the Lord. You know you are serving the Lord. Sometimes you feel, what have I done wrong? Because your journey, you don't even understand it. It looks like it's not in your hand anymore. It looks like you are not allowed to even decide what you want to do. You don't have a clue. And the Lord says, I have planned ownership over you. The Lord says I should call seven of you for surrender. Just come out. Seven of you. Just come out. Just come out. You can't really tell where it's going. It's like you are suspended in the wind. Sometimes you tend to say, it's a sinner not even better than me. I can't understand.
The wisdom before time began. You are the wisdom before time began.
Lord, I want you to say, Lord, I surrender to you. I don't know how many of you, but I know about seven of you are here. That the dealings of the Lord is like that of Joseph. He seems not to be able to capture it in real time. But you have just said yes to the Lord. Yes, yes, yes. That's all you. And I want you to say yes again. Because meaning is coming now. Meaning is coming. The cycle is being completed. Meaning is coming. Meaning is coming. Joseph will leave the prison. And another season will open up. Meaning is coming. You know, moments of pleasure have been short-lived. It's like when you were going to prosper in Potiphar's house, something came up again and... Say yes. Just say yes to Jesus. Say yes to him. 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 As I'm praying with you, seven of you, the cycle is being completed. You are being released into a fresh season. Lord, let it be. Let it be. Let it be. I confirm a new season. I declare the acceptable year of the Lord. I declare the acceptable year of the Lord. We move you. We move you into a season of definitions. Hashata barakasya. Yes, 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 Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We release you. 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 Heaven release you into a new season. We confirm a new season over your life.
Amen. Thank you, Father, for what you have done beyond what we can comprehend. Lord, we ask, O God, that every life that is connected to this cloud and sound finds meaning tonight. Finds meaning. Help, Lord. Help the frailty of the heart of man. Help, bear witness. Bear witness with us again. Bring witnesses to us again. Bring witnesses to our heart again. We bless you because you've done more than we have asked for. You reign forever. Your name is heaven. You are the wisdom before time.